Listening Library presents The Dead and the Gone by Susan Beth Pfeffer. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Chapter 1. Wednesday, May 18th. At the moment when life as he had known it changed forever, Alex Morales was behind the counter at Joey's Pizza, slicing a spinach pesto pie into 8 roughly equal pieces.
I ordered an antipasto also.
It's right here, sir, Alex said, and your order of garlic knots.
Thanks, the man said.
Wait a second. Aren't you Carlos, Luis's kid? Alex grinned.
Carlos is my older brother, he said. I'm Alex.
That's right, the man said.
Look, could you tell your dad there's a problem with the plumbing in 12B?
My father's away for a few days, Alex said. He's in Puerto Rico for my grandmother's funeral, but he should be back on Saturday. I'll tell him as soon as he gets home.
Don't worry about it, the man said. It's waited this long. I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Thank you, Alex said.
So where is your brother these days? The man asked.
He's in the Marines, Alex said. He's stationed at 29 Palms in California.
Good for him, the man said. Give him my regards. Greg Dunlap, apartment 12B.
I'll do that, Alex said, and I'll be sure to tell my father about your plumbing.
Mr. Dunlap smiled.
You in school?
He asked.
Alex nodded. I go to St. Vincent de Paul Academy, he said.
Good school, Mr. Dunlap said. Bob, my partner, went there, and he says it's the best school in the city. You know where you want to go to college?
Alex knew exactly where he wanted to go, and where he'd be happy to...